Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Individuality in taste, who influences your taste or your fashion choices and why? And I feel that this is such a personal thing that I need to share with myself, who influenced mine. Now, you know that when you like a certain type of music, that certain type of music obviously always have their type of fashion choices, right? So, Danny Vambili that used to present this program with us, he explained it to me like this way, that rap is a type of music, hip-hop is a lifestyle. So the way that people that's, and I hope it's still that way, I'm sorry if it's not the God-honest truth, but the guys that's performing rap music lives the hip-hop lifestyle, and that's why they look that way. And hip-hop is a fashion choice. Hip-hop is the way that you live, right? Now, I'm telling you that because I need you to understand why I make my fashion choices. Now, I like listening to hip-hop. In fact, I probably like listening to most music. But my utmost favorite music is something that that's not hardly ever played on Radio Pulpit, but it's called heavy metal, right? And the way that I dress is probably because I love heavy metal. Now, this is quite easy to explain to you. I like wearing t-shirts. I like wearing jeans. I absolutely love wearing jeans. Wherever I go, I wear jeans. In the mornings when I wake up, the first thing I probably do is I put on coffee and then I put on a pair of jeans because I wear jeans. And I just feel that that's my fashion choice. My fashion choice is obviously also determined by the availability of the types of clothes that I can buy. When the emo late, well, in the early 2000s, emo was sort of a music scene and that had their own type of clothing. And I never liked it. But it was easier for me to buy heavy metal clothing because emo people obviously wear heavy metal t-shirts or heavy metal jeans and stuff. And I wore that. But nowadays, it's hard to find, so you can't get it. And that just obviously influences me. So now I need to buy new clothing. What I now buy, what I now prefer to buy is obviously stuff with outdoor clothes, well, outdoor photos or something. I've got this one t-shirt that's a silhouette of a lion, but you actually need to focus to see that it's a lion. It's one of my favorites. Then I've got one that's like a buffalo standing underneath a tree, also a silhouette. You need to focus to see the buffalo. I love that. I love clothing that obviously looks, you need to focus to actually enjoy it. Then I've also bought t-shirts with a Christian message on them, but very basic. I don't want to be in your face and saying, like, Christianity is not my religion, that type of stuff. I don't want t-shirts like that. I've got a t-shirt that's got a cross on my heart. I feel that's quite cool. And then obviously, what do I also do is I need something that's practical. I need jeans that's able to, will assist me when I fall on a motorcycle. I should be safe. When I fall from a ladder, I don't want burns or anything like that. So that assists me quite a lot. And then that also determines my fashion choice. I am probably not at all influenced by trends. And when I say probably not at all, I think the only thing that I've got currently in my clothing line, which is trendy, is my sunglasses. And that's because they've got the neodymium lens, which is those weird blue tint stuff. Because that's the only type of sunglasses you currently get. It's not the, my personal choice of sunglasses that I would like to buy. And I know this sounds probably incredibly boring, but I don't. I'm very individualistic in that sense. I've never bought into a trend. I've never been part of a trend. When everybody is doing something, my personality type is just such way that I'm not interested in doing what everybody else is doing. Most of the time, when I like listening to a certain type of band, and everybody starts listening to the band, I would probably stop listening to them. When I like a book and everybody starts reading the book, I would stop reading that book. That's just the way I am. Probably because there's something wrong with me, I don't know. But that's just the way, that's how, to such an extent, I'm individualistic. I'm an individual and I see myself as an individual. My philosophy in life is mostly because, mostly to such a degree that I'm a human because I'm surrounded by humans, but I'm also human because I know I'm different from the humans that surround me. Sounds strange, I do know that, but that's just the way that I am, and I've been tested, and everybody can say that it's fine. I'm 100% normal. I think what's very important when you make these choices, when you make trend-setting choices or individualistic choices, we need to realize that there's no mold that God uses to create human beings. He's created every single one of us individually. He formed us in our mother's wombs. Our first breath is mentioning His name, and our first lungs that were filled with, I firmly believe, is His breath. It's His Ruach. And because we are so individualistic, we need to be individuals in the way that we dress and clothe and use their stuff. You can find mostly anything that you would like, you can buy online, but don't buy anything that everybody's wearing, because you need to look different. You need to be yourself. I've never bought into trends. So I will, as I said right in the beginning of this conversation, I've never bought into trends. So don't ask me for fashion advice or any statements like that, because of the fact that I feel I'm just a bad example. Don't listen to me. But I've also been, don't listen to trends. Do what feels good to you. Do what you suit. Do what you like. Do wear the clothes that you want to wear. And don't let anybody convince you otherwise.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone or even mentally unwell. IAM Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the IAM Youth website, email subscription, and the IAM Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.